This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm locked up, boy.
Yeah.
You know what I think I hurt myself on? My back is just jacked.
Yeah.
I can't take a full deep breath. I'm looking for a chiropractor currently that I can just pay cash with and don't have to do any insurance. If anybody knows of anybody, please let me know. I think I was jumping around, rocking out too much to Crazy Bitch.
Yep.
The Pitbull toddler, now infamous.
My God.
Cover.
Yes.
I mean, it's my favorite song. But only when Pitbull Toddler covers it, not the regular one. I hate the regular one.
You posted something on the old X, and I didn't realize John Sinning was recording you and your lovely lady, me and my lovely lady.
Yeah.
All in front of the stage during Pitbull Toddler's.
Oh, my God.
Crazy Bitch, and we are dancing, Will.
Yeah.
I mean, just dancing.
Jumping around, and yeah, I think I hurt myself. I rocked so hard that I hurt myself. My poor, almost 40-year-old bones. I jacked them all up.
My God, dude. Yeah, that was a good time.
That was a fun night on Saturday night there out in Holiday, the Stockyard. I remember after you sang the song... I was, like, pretty drunk at this point.
Which song? I did the anthem, but then I got up and I sang again, and I barely remember that part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the one.
I was hammered.
I don't even remember which song it was, to be honest with you.
It was Don't Stop Believin' with Pitbull Toddler.
Don't Stop Believin'.
Yeah.
I remember after you got... I just looked at Mike, and I went, we want more Johnny B!
No, you didn't. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He didn't even acknowledge it. That was a lot of fun, though.
He probably didn't know it was you.
Probably not. I didn't see anybody from the morning crew. Oh, I saw Carmen, and I talked to her for a minute.
Very briefly, I saw Spanish and Carmen real brief.
Oh, yeah, I saw Spanish on the way out.
And I hung out with Gio a lot more, and I saw Pat briefly. So... I guess they had like a green room in the back that I wasn't told about.
Oh, yeah.
Because
VIP only, baby.
I saw Galvin too, but I didn't see him like the entire time either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't see him at all.
So I was like, because I remember saying like, where the hell, like, where are they hanging out at? Because I went up to the upper level VIP for Bone Fam, and they had like a little buffet spread with spaghetti and meatballs and stuff up there. I took a cookie. And, but they weren't up there. So I'm like, where the hell is the morning crew? But I kept running into them once in a while. But yeah, I bet they had their own green room.
They must have, because I didn't really see any of
that. Man, I really wish I would have had access to something like that. Because, man, on second thought, no, I'm glad I didn't. Because I did a ton of mingling, dude. Like, I don't know if you noticed, but every time I went to get a drink, I would do a full lap of the Stockyard and just pictures with people, hanging out with people, having private conversations with people, one-on-ones. You know, like, really pressing the flesh with the folks, man. Seeing a lot of Bone Fam that I've known for a while, but then meeting brand new ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really cool stuff. And you were out there, too, man. One with the people.
Yeah, I have a branding issue, I found out.
Uh-oh.
I'm not recognizable. Nobody really knows you. You kept going. Everybody keeps asking where you are.
Yeah, they were.
Meaning me. But nobody knows what I look like.
I kept pointing. And then when I tried to describe you, honestly, you... describing you as like a normal dude,
generic white guy,
basically. Yeah. Like, so they're like, where's Will? And I go, oh, he's right over there. Like, I just saw him, he's over there by the photo area. And they're like, what's he look like? I go, he's like 6'1", 6'2". He's got a,
oh, that's generous of him, 6 foot.
Oh, okay. He's got a backwards hat on,
kind of a beard thing going. Yeah, I look like every guy.
He's got glasses, he's wearing a polo shirt.
The Bone logo. I wore that on purpose because I thought it might distinguish me more as a...
Man, you got to go straight person. Dizzy or Spike and get a shirt with your name on it.
You know, I thought about that.
Yeah.
I really did. I was thinking, and no disrespect to those guys, but I do not have that in me.
I'm Big Will Koontz right on your shirt.
I cannot do that. That's just not my deal. And it's, you know, detrimental to my brand that I'm not, because everybody knows who Dizzy is and Spike. Because it says it on their shirts and stuff. I don't think Dizzy had a Dizzy shirt on, but Spike definitely had a... In fact, I think Spike gave away some of his shirts to people.
Outstanding.
I saw some other people with How You Stickin' shirts on.
That's adorable. Well, Dizzy's very recognizable. You
that's
know what I mean?
That's true, yeah.
And honestly, in a Bone fam type of setting, Spike is also recognizable because it was a total of maybe six black people in the entire building. I mean, I'm being honest. You know what I mean?
I know.
Mo is super recognizable.
Yeah.
You know, so like there was a shorter black guy and that was in four. I recognized him immediately. Did you meet him?
I think he groped my girlfriend a little bit.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah. But I've met him like five times and he came up and he's like, oh man, who are you? And I'm like, I'm Johnny. Okay. Well, are you at the radio station? I go, we've met, man. You know?
Yeah.
He goes, you remember, you know, when they used to have black people on the morning show for Martin Luther? I go, I know, you're in four, dude. I've met you. You're Willie. Yeah. He goes, oh, man, good to meet you. And I'm like,
I met you. Okay.
All right, cool,
good to meet
bro.
You again.
But that was,
that's cool.
That was before. I mean, I never planned on drinking. Like, the whole drive there, hour and 20 minutes from my house, I never said, man, I'm getting drunk tonight. Wasn't even a thought. Like, and then I get there and I was more worried about my voice being okay for the national anthem. Don't want to mess that up on Veterans Day, you know? So I was like taking like honey drops and stuff like that. Then I get there and somebody just hands me a Bud Light. Boom. I'm like, okay. And then people kept handing them to me and kept handing. And then I was ordering my own from the bar. You know, I'd started a bar tab at the end of the thingy thing. And, you know, Leo's with me and I'm showing her off. She looks amazing. She's been doing a great job. And I don't know if I really talk about that and, you know, or if she wants me to even talk about it, but I've lost a little over 100 pounds. Leah is almost at 100 pounds herself. She is almost, she's at like 97 pounds lost. And she didn't have to, she wasn't starting off big like me, you know, so she is a tiny woman now. You know, Gio comes up to me halfway through the night and he goes, dude, your wife is hot. I'm like, back up, Gio. Jesus, buddy. He goes, I didn't even recognize her. I was like, you know, who's Johnny talking to? And I'm like, I know. Probably a few people thought, I think Mike Olivero didn't recognize her.
Mm.
I think people may have thought I was cheating on my wife.
Oh.
With this new girl.
That's a ballsy move.
You know what I'm
to
saying?
Take it to an event like
right.
That.
And I think maybe a few people are like, what is Johnny doing? You know what I mean? Because who's this tiny little bitch? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, so... She looked great. She had a good time. Everything was wonderful. She drank too much. I had to pull over on I-75 so she could throw up.
Leah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's adorable.
No. I did give her a shot. I probably shouldn't have done
you
that.
You should not have done that. No.
I not that I pressured or anything, but I went, oh, come on. We're all doing one. Come on.
That sounds like pressure.
Yeah, but like gentle pressure.
Yeah.
Not like, do the shot, Leah.
Well, yeah, you didn't like force it on her, but you gave her some nifty peer
she
pressure.
She kind of did go, you don't know if I should. I was like, come on, nerd.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Well, she did it. She's fine.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, she's good. I mean, but I was a little hungover the next day for a while. Like,
surprisingly, I wasn't. Although I had to sober up because I got to drive.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take an Uber and spend the money that I was paid to be there on an Uber ride. So I'm so, you know, just cost conscious of things now, even more so in the age of building back better and stuff. So, you know, the economy's really good, so good that things cost, you know, a lot of money.
Oof.
And I did get a drink when I first walked in. I assumed that there would be like a area kind of roped off maybe with some beers or something in there, you know, maybe Bud Light.
Sponsor.
Yeah. So I was kind of looking for that. And then everybody was like, no, you're on your own for that.
I know. First thing I asked Olivera, I go, hey, does this VIP bracelet get us beers and stuff? He goes, nah, unfortunately, no. I'm like, hell, dude?
Okay.
And in my head, I was like, well, I'm not drinking in. Then I drank a lot.
Well, so what I did was I went up to the bar. I got me and my girl did the fireball thing. And then I got a Bud Light, you know, out of solidarity because I'm gay.
Sure.
And, you know, out of solidarity for the event.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got my girl a mixed drink and it was like $36. And I was like, oh, yeah, I can't do this all night. So I did something kind of sneaky. Allegedly, I did something sneaky, which is I found a very nice bottle of Old Fitzgerald 10-year, which if you know anything about whiskey, is a very coveted bottle.
Okay.
In fact, it's so coveted that I've never seen it in a store before, and I paid a lot of money for it
because
I found it in a store coming up to the event. I also, before I left, heard that Sam's had this Old Turkey Kentucky Spirit or Wild Turkey Kentucky Spirit.
Okay.
My Sam's that was close to me did not have it, but they did have Jack Daniel's Bonded, which is pretty good. You know, okay. It's like $25. So I grabbed a bottle of that, and I had that in a car. So once I got my first check for that, I was talking to Mo, and we were talking about the expense of drinks, you know, the expense of them. And I go, you know what? I got some Jack Daniel's in the truck. Oh. Let's go out there. So I just grabbed a cup, and I just poured two cups, and that's what I drank pretty much the entirety of the night.
Oh, boy.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
You sound disappointed in me.
No, man, fine. I had like 5 beers at the bar, and Leah had 2 mixed drinks. So they had my debit card.
Yes. Yeah. And I think I know where this is going.
I go to pay at the end of the night, and the bartender, who was awesome, he goes, "Okay, that's gonna be $128."
Ooh.
I said, "No, it ain't." I said I had a few beers. Honestly, I think I ordered tops 5 from him. And I mean, I know it's a club or whatever, you know, a country club or whatever, but you know, bar. But there's no way Bud Lights could be more than $6 a piece for a bottle. You know what I mean? And her mixed drink, even if it was $10, you're talking, you know, $60 tab. $50
it adds
tab.
Up quick though.
Oh, I know. But even so.
Yeah.
You're talking 50, 60 bucks
mm-hmm.
on the high end. So I go, "Oh, no, buddy. You got the wrong tab." You know what I mean? He goes, "You had the Bud Lights, right?" I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "Fireballs?" I go, "No fireballs." He goes, "Oh, crap. I'll fix it. I'll figure it out." So he's over there, and I see him like calculating, doing things. And he goes, "Yeah, I think there was 2 people with the same last name or something." Well, I had heard an hour before that
mm-hmm.
from a few people that there was a certain bone fan that was bragging that they were going to put a bunch of drinks on my drink on my tab, and I guess maybe that's what happened.
So I can confirm that that was the case because I watched it happen.
You watched him do it?
I watched him do it.
Why didn't you say?
I did. I go, "Dude, don't do that."
Why didn't you tell me that you watched him do that?
I was kind of in a middle zone there.
Oh my God. Okay.
So, yes, I can confirm that that happened, and it was weird.
What did he order?
Fireball. Did you pay? You didn't pay for
I
that.
I did not. Okay, no.
So I did see a post in one of the Facebook groups, and he said that there's been a rumor that I've been running up the bar tab on Johnny B's tab.
Yeah.
He said it was done as a joke, so don't worry. It was done as a joke. And he said the tab was paid in full with almost 100% gratuity. However, they appeared that you cashed out and they just took them off the tab. So you didn't tell them, no, they need to go on this person's tab.
I said, this is what I only got 5 beers and a couple mixed drinks. And the guy in the bartender says, okay, I'll fix it. Then he came back over and he goes, it's $56.
Mm-hmm.
So then I tipped him like $20 and paid the $56, and then I was done. I don't know what happened with the other drinks or anything like that.
So this person, I'm looking in the comments right now, he says he paid $120 cash to
the
bar.
I wish we can get some confirmation on that.
I wish we could too. I mean, I guess we gotta take his word for it. I mean, as long as you didn't have to pay for them, however.
But if I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just said, "Oh, cash me out," and then I just signed my name on it. And
I've done that many times.
Oh yeah,
question it. You're just like, okay, I guess that's what it is.
Then his joke is like, you know, a $70, $75 joke. That's not a joke. That's thievery. You know what I mean?
It made me uncomfortable, honestly, when it was happening.
Now, do you see why I have an issue with this person
yes.
all the time?
Yes.
It's the same person that showed up to a comedy show, more than one comedy show, and tried to sabotage it. You know what I mean?
I
know it, when I see him in person, I'm nice to him.
Yeah,
he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
But he does this weird side-ass stuff that's...
Yeah, it's weird.
It's not good, dude.
He punched me in the stomach last night.
And it hurt. You told me.
It did hurt, yeah. Because
yeah.
I called him Bob.
So what?
Allegedly. Yeah, I don't know. You don't get to hit me because I called you Bob.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, look, It was fine. But I'm glad you didn't have to get stuck with that tab, though.
That's crazy.
That would have been a different story. Now, he said he claims that he paid that. So I don't, maybe he went to a bartender and said, hey, there was fireballs on Johnny Bell's tab. Those were mine. Maybe that happened. He was looking pretty shaky, though, when I left, and I think he stayed for longer.
Mm-hmm.
So I know he got a hotel or motel room. He was there for the night. He got a motel room. And so I think he was there for the long haul.
I don't know. I wish we could talk to a bartender that, you know, like get some confirmation, but they're so busy there. They don't know. There's a bunch of cowboy hat wearing people walking around in there, you know?
It's just hard to imagine. Now, is it possible? Yes. Is it probable? Maybe that he went up and said there was drink. I just don't understand how they would reconcile it, you know, the confusion of that many people there and be like, oh, yeah. Do they like set a side tab in their computer for like stuff that didn't get paid for? I doubt it too. They probably just marked it.
They just let it go because they knew I was with the radio station and the guy was being cool, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if I had to like venture a wager, I would bet he definitely did not, because if he's doing this joke, you don't go halfway, you know, the joke's already being done. Then you're going to go back up there and go, all right, I feel bad. I'd like to pay for these drinks that are on this tab that's already been taken care of. It's impossible. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. Unless he said, I drank this much, charge me for it, and then just rang them up separate. But I don't think so.
I don't know either. But other than that, it was cool. You know, I did see, you know, a few people there. And
it was a great time.
It was good hanging out with Drew and John and Brett. Brett's awesome.
Oh, I love Brett. I've always loved
Brett.
Yeah,
he rules.
Yeah.
I saw Roger for a minute.
Yeah.
So it was cool to see our coworkers that we normally don't get to see. That's fun.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Mo was fun.
Yep. Spike.
I actually had like a conversation with Spike.
Yeah.
And I felt like we got a lot closer.
Oh, man, I was hanging with Spike. I didn't hang with Dizzy very much. No, I saw him outside.
Dizzy's a star now.
He was briefly, dude. Like,
he's swarmed by people.
Was he?
People love the Dizster.
I only saw him outside for a minute.
He's got that clout to rub, man. People love him.
Yeah, dude. It was a good time. It was a good time. I vaguely remember singing Don't Stop Believing. At that point, I had a lot of drinks.
You want more Johnny B?
And look, I say when people are listening to me and saying, "Oh, well, you only bought five beers. What do you mean you had a lot of drinks?" People were just buying me drinks. I had so many drinks. I was walking around with two Bud Lights most of the time, and I was giving them away. Like I gave Mo a Bud Light at one point when he kind of suggested. He goes, two fisted. And I go, dude, people keep buying me drinks, and he just held his hand out, and I just said, "There you go, Mo." You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I mean, that's how awesome the Bone Fam was. You know what I mean? They just would not let me buy a drink. Everybody was super cool. So it really did make my whole weekend. And really, we hadn't had anything like that since the Bone 10, you know? And that wasn't even like a chill section. We had the whole thing with Jerry Springer and all that. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it wasn't like we were hanging and drinking and having a good time. This was just hanging, which was fun.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of pressure on like the Bone 10 was.
Right.
To perform or anything. I mean, you had to sing the national anthem.
That
I was supposed to be up on stage with you, I think, during that time. But
yeah, I wasn't supposed to sing until 8:55, and then it was like 10 minutes to 8. Olivero's like, yeah, you're up in 10 minutes. I'm like, uh-oh. So I just went up there and did my thing, you know?
Yeah, that's all right.
It was wild. It was wild.
I don't know what I would have done anyways.
How should I handle it? I know this person's on the phone right now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess just get a side of the story.
He's going to lie. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Then you got no reason to lie, bud.
Yeah, you do. So you don't look like a dick face. Yeah.
Listen to me. It all started out, it was me, Brett, Roger, and was it you or Will or John Fanning or somebody? And I said, four shots, fireball shield. And I said, how much are those? And she said like $7. And I was like, oh, yeah, Johnny B's got an open tab. He don't care.
Right.
And then Brett said, he goes, are you seriously putting that on JB's tab? And I was like, no, I'll pay it at the end of the night. I even told Spike, I was like,
you can't pay at the end of the night if it's on my tab, you dick. You're full of crap, man.
I told the girl that was bartending, I said, anything that I put on there.
No, you didn't.
Here's $120 cash.
You did not. You lying asshole. You did not. You didn't.
I absolutely did.
You did not. I can tell. I am a professional BS seeker. I know exactly what you are. You're full of crap. You thought you'd be cute in front of the midday show and pull a prank on the nighttime guy. Oh, put it on JB's tab because I'm Marine Rob. I'm the coolest. You're a turd, dude.
I was telling everybody.
You're a nobody. Every show thinks you're a joke. Every show. You bad breath bitch. What a jerk, dude.
Damn.
I didn't know he did that in front of Roger and Brett.
I wasn't around for that one.
Wow, dude. Just binds. And he says, oh, Johnny B. Guy. And then he said he go. What a lie. What a lie. He didn't even say that in the threat that he went over to the bartender and said, I'm doing this thing. I'm going to pay at the end. And here's $120. You liar. Liar. You didn't give her $120 right then. You lie, dude. You didn't buy those drinks. You screwed the stockyard out of money. You idiot. You mental midget.
I wish we could, if we had the name of the bartender, call the stockyard right now.
Oh, I know what she looks like. She's super hot blonde.
Yeah.
And the guy was my bartender, was next to him.
Because there's a bunch of different bars.
Oh, I know.
There was multiple ones.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's full of crap, dude. He is no way he did that. No way he went to the side and said, here's $120. Anything that I said, no. Those people are running around like crazy people, bartending asses off.
Yeah.
They're not going to have to sit and have this weird conversation with Dumbo about a prank that he's doing, how he's going to pay for certain drinks. No.
I don't think a bartender would be like, no.
Right.
Well, maybe if he came, I don't know.
No. I ran a bar for several years.
Yeah, they don't have time for pranks like that.
And also, they wouldn't be playing along with, you're putting drinks on somebody's tab that don't know about it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do it.
Right.
Because they're liable. They can get in trouble for that kind of crap. You know what I mean? That's an open debit card. You're talking about federal crimes that get involved with stuff like that. You don't let people mess around with other people's money. It's stupid.
Right.
Yeah. He's just trying to be cool. Rob, I know you're listening. You're not cool. You're never going to be cool. You're a jag. Barely a jag. Just a guy from Polk County. Why don't you just be that? You know how many people were there the other night just being themselves, just being regular old people and having a great time? And I respect them way more than you trying so goddamn hard all the time. And you can't sing, dude. And stop sucking off Garth Brooks all the time. Good God. It's embarrassing, Rob.
Other than that, it was good.
Dude, other than that, it was awesome. But see, that's what Rob does. He's able to put a bruise on any good time. Any time.
It is like his instincts. He should do the opposite of those things.
He just
like what
wants
he thinks,
to be
like
cool.
It would be a funny prank to put open a tab under Johnny B. He should do the opposite of that, which is don't do that.
If he didn't try so hard and didn't look like a dickhead all the time, I would be so cool with him. I mean, isn't that crazy? If you just didn't come and ruin my times and ruin my comedy shows and 80% of the time ruin my radio program, I would be like the biggest Rob fan. I really would.
I mean, I appreciate Rob, because I know he's a big fan of the station.
Don't
and
care.
It was nice to get to meet him, and I think he is a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
He does have a unique way of self-sabotage with that. Because if he was just normal,
you're almost,
he'd be great.
You're almost coddling him like he's a baby. He is a grown-ass 50-year-old dickhead.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's got to account for it. And you can't get a pass just because you're an uber fan of the station. I mean, does that give you brownie points? And yes, absolutely. But you can't use that as a shield for you acting like a kid, acting like a big jerk off. You can't. Sorry. There's a lot of fans of this station that I'd punch in the face if I was ever around them, because they're so mean or they do disrespectful stuff. Not saying it Rob's at the level where I want to hit him. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just done with his BS, dude. You know what I mean? It's like, come on. You try to rob me out of 70-something dollars as a joke? And don't lie. And it's such a lie to say that you pulled the bartender to the side and say, because you know what? That bartender would have called me over and said, hey, this guy just informed me that he's doing this, or, and I want to let you know. You know what I mean? Because there's laws against it. You can't do that.
Yeah. It wasn't a good idea, Rob, to do that.
He lied and didn't lie. He thought he'd be funny. He thought he'd be funny. Oh, Johnny bought all my drinks. Nah, bro. Not cool. And you know what? If you weren't such a dick, I probably would have bought you some drinks. Probably would have. I've been known to do it. I have. Wow, what a penis. What an absolute uncircumcised, unwashed, dirty, filthy, herpes-infested penis of a man. It's very, very sad. That's what you got to be. And we give you way too much attention on this show. We have Sounders with your stupid voice. And that's the thing. I think too many people give him the attention that he seeks, and it makes him feel entitled. You know what I mean? And I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Nope.
Just got bad instincts. I don't know what else to say. I'm not making excuses for him.
Sounds like it. Can't you just say he's a dickhead?
He's a dickhead.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think that's really, sometimes you just have to chalk it up to what it is.
He's a nice asshole, is what I call those people. I know a lot of nice assholes, which is you could tell they're sweet people, but they do jerk off things constantly.
And every time I see him in person, I want to be friendly with him. I really do, you know, because I know that he loves the show and he loves the station, right? But man, you can't just keep doing, you know, like the crap he did with Diane at my comedy show in Carrollwood. You know, like telling the MC that, you know, he wants to make an announcement, you know, that, you know, before my set that they're getting married. Or, you know, no, he wanted me to look for the couple that's getting married and all that stuff. And just the heckling in Lakeland and just all kinds of crap, dude. You know, and then this stuff with the drinks. Ugh.
Uber, yeah, it's pretty bad.
Uber gay, dude.
But at least, you know, at least you weren't on the hook, but. Probably more than likely the Stockyard was on the hook for
it. Yeah, he stole from them.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.